Ukraine's Supreme Court has ruled, and there is jubilation in the streets of Kiev and anger in eastern Donetsk. Today, the court declared the results of the disputed presidential election invalid. It ordered a new runoff election on December 26th between opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko and Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych. The decision is a huge win for the opposition, which presented evidence that the original contest was rigged in favor of Yanukovych. We'll hear shortly from eastern Ukraine, but first NPR's Lawrence Sheets from Kiev with more on the day there.
The 21 red-robed judges on Ukraine's Supreme Court filed in one by one for the reading of their decision, which was broadcast live on television. As the Chief Justice read out the findings, it was clear what a stinging rebuke the court had handed the Ukrainian government and Prime Minister Yanukovych. The justices agreed with the arguments made by the opposition, which claims the election was tainted by fraud. It went further than most observers had expected it to go. The court said Prime Minister Yanukovych should face another runoff against opposition challenger Viktor Yushchenko in 3 weeks. The Ukrainian government had been categorically against that idea. The government had only been willing to offer an entirely new election process, including a new first round with new candidates. That would have taken months, and the opposition regarded it as a stalling tactic for the authorities to try and find a way to stay in power. As the court's decision was announced, jubilation erupted in the slushy center of Kiev, where tens of thousands of demonstrators have been protesting and, in some cases, blocking the entrances to government buildings for almost 2 weeks. They set off fireworks, danced, and toasted what they saw as a stunning victory. Opposition leaders do not believe that the government-backed candidate Yanukovych stands a chance if the revote is even close to being free and fair. And in contrast to the street party going on here, the mood in government strongholds in the eastern third of Ukraine was described as gloomy following the Supreme Court decision. Opposition leader Yushchenko, as he has done every night here, spoke to the large crowd. He told them they were heroes for maintaining their vigil. Yushchenko hailed the Supreme Court decision. He said victory was near for the opposition, and he demanded outgoing President Leonid Kuchma fire the country's Central Elections Commission, which oversaw the flawed election. Yushchenko said the Supreme Court's decision also meant that Ukraine was finally becoming a democratic country. Ukraine is only 13 years removed from Soviet rule, and many opposition leaders had wondered if the court could be susceptible to pressure by the government. Two revelers in the crowd, Petro and Vladimir, said they were pleasantly surprised. They'd expected the Supreme Court to be more timid, and they said they still feared the government might engage in dirty tricks to stay in power. The Supreme Court verdict is likely to anger Ukraine's neighbor Russia. Government-backed candidate Yanukovych focuses on close relations with the old colonial master, Russia. The Ukrainian opposition wants more integration into the European mainstream. Russian President Vladimir Putin, in a last-ditch sign of support for Ukraine's current leadership, only yesterday had criticized the idea of a new runoff election in Ukraine. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Kyiv.